2025 marks a break in that pattern, a significant break. Both of those nations show reduced re-exporting of Russian gold, with no sign of Russian-sourced gold coming into them. This is despite annual Russian production of approximately 330 tons. So the question is, the first question is, why are they not exporting gold like they did in 22, 23, and 24?
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey, and this is the Gold Fix Market Rundown. It's 8:07 on 11/11, Veterans Day, the day when World War I ended, 11/11/11. We have a very, we think, special program today. And, well, let's get started with it. Before we do the markets, we just want to draw your attention to the front page. We've re-featured China's approach to gold as an HQLA because we have new information related to this. And we want to get into that right now as a preview of what's coming. Coming soon, you'll see there are four stories there. We added a new one, and that's at the top. And it says, why has Russia stopped exporting its gold? And that's something that was revealed in a report that we picked up, hat tip to Zero Hedge, from SocGen. And we did some drilling down into that, and we have some things to share with you. Since 2022, when the Ukraine-Russian war started, Russia's gold exports have largely moved through CIS nations, such as Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, to bypass Western sanctions. The UK and Switzerland were off the list for them to export to. Yet, 2025 marks a break in that pattern, a significant break. Both of those nations show reduced re-exporting of Russian gold, with no sign of Russian-sourced gold coming into them. This is despite annual Russian production of approximately 330 tons. So the question is, the first question is, why are they not exporting gold like they did in 22, 23, and 24? Well, it gets more interesting. If they're not re-export, if they're not exporting the gold, where's it going? Well, neither is there any increase in Russia's central bank holdings or recorded domestic foreign sales. That's the red line in the graph there. This leaves up to $24 billion, or 186 metric tons, in unaccounted for gold and a growing mystery over its destination. Taken together, this data suggests Russia has drastically reduced exporting gold, but without any visible domestic absorption to explain where it went. We have a tentative conclusion. Russia now appears to be quietly hoarding gold. This accumulation coincides with rising military expenditures and constrained access to foreign currency markets, conditions that would normally push Moscow to liquidate bullion and has done so in 22, 23, and 24, 23 and 24, especially. Not retain it. The simultaneous withdrawal of Russian supply on the global market, whether it be directly or through proxies, and China's aggressive acquisition of metal from Shanghai vaults points to a coordinated shift in gold's global function. And there's a picture of the Shanghai Exchange warrants. Now, that is gold on the exchange that has been on the exchange, but now it's under warrant, meaning it's not available for those who would like to purchase it because it is now spoken for. That gold is there, but you can't have it. That's 86,565 kilograms, and it's risen 25-fold this year. That's what China has done. China has also effectively made less gold available to the market. Hoarding would be the word I would describe it. This is something we have discussed before last month, and no one really has discussed it other than us and Eric Young. Gold as a repo asset on the global stage. We're not sure, but this is something that must be watched closely. What is China earmarking its gold for? And why did Russia stop exporting its extra gold? Viewed together, Russia's withholding of exports and China's absorption of supply suggest preparation for a parallel collateral market anchored in gold as opposed to U.S. Treasuries, as we have suggested. We will be doing a full breakdown of that SocGen report and an in-depth analysis of where we think the gold could be going, available tomorrow for premium subscribers. And you may, if you follow Eric on X, Eric Young, we've had a discussion with him on this. This is an idea that we came up with, and we mentioned it to him. And he has now taken to observing more closely what's going on in Hong Kong, being that he's there. And I think he has a post today on some seemingly random Russian dudes parked at the Hong Kong Exchange. So it's conjecture at best, but the evidence is there. Where is the Russian gold going? Just as an aside, you know, the Russian gold exports in 23 and 24, how they grew? Well, they grew in line with Russian military expenses. You sell more gold to finance your military expenses. But in 25, Russia's military expenses are up 25%, and yet their exports are down below 22 level. So consider that. Moving on to the rest of the program. And you can see that'll be coming soon tomorrow. Ten-year yields are up almost 3. The dollar is down 10. The S&P 500 is down 13. NASDAQ is down 123. The VIX is up 32 basis points. Gold is up an additional $25 after a torrid run yesterday, trading now at $41.40. Silver is $51.09, up 60 cents. So it's well above $50 again. Copper is down a penny. WTI is up 51 cents. Natural gas is down almost 2 cents. Bitcoin down 1,500, tracking like a stock again. That's not good if you're a Bitcoin person. Ethereum is 35.47, down 19. Palladium is 1,400, up 33. Platinum, guys, China's just buying everything again. The ceasefire, it's not a deal. It's a ceasefire. It's not even a truce. If it's a truce, China wouldn't be reloading its guns again. China's reloading its guns. More pressure is being come to bear. Okay. And grains are offered unchanged. Let's move to the next story, which will be out this morning. BCAA, a boutique research firm, put out a post today, yesterday, I think. Gold's true value finally explained. And it's actually very good. And it's very good also because we happen to agree with it. And what we mean is this is, well, first of all, gold's real value is not in its metal anymore. Okay. It's in its network. BCA argues that in a fiat world, gold's worth derives from a collective belief shared by investors and central banks that it is the ultimate insurance agent against currency debasement. This network effect has preserved its purchasing power since 1971, even as paper wealth expanded. Gold tracks global wealth because it is the collateral of trust, not speculation. While Bitcoin is emerging as a digital rival, gold's established network spanning government, institutions, and centuries makes it an indispensable anchor of value and the asset to hold through monetary cycles. Now, to those of you that are pro-Bitcoin, as am I have said before, and I'm going to say it again, gold is money, Bitcoin is a hedge for gold. Meaning, this is for the Bitcoin people here. BCA is very bullish Bitcoin. Like they think Bitcoin's going to eclipse gold. And I would say it will not eclipse gold for a long, long time unless it survives. And their network concept is exactly what I've been saying. If you think Bitcoin is going to replace gold anytime soon, you're asking all the governments of the world to throw out what they own. You know, when Saylor says, sell your gold and buy Bitcoin, that's not going to happen. It's not going to be announced to happen. It may happen when gold's a lot higher, unlikely, but it will not happen because you don't throw out what you have. You use it, and they're using gold as collateral. Now, do they all have Bitcoin? Let's pretend that they all have Bitcoin. Do they have enough? Oh, there's a finite amount of Bitcoin you can do. I don't care. The US has too big of a market share. Gold is held at the sovereign level and is well dispersed globally. Bitcoin is in the process of creating its network effect. Bitcoin has the network bones, you know, the actual network, the telephone network, so to speak, if you're old enough to do these things. But it's not broadly held yet. And I'm telling you, those ETFs that everybody's dancing about because it got Bitcoin higher, they're the death knell because they securitize gold and put gold within the US borders a lot more than outside the US borders. Are you going to own Bitcoin as a sovereign hedge against fiat when the US controls the flows of it? No, you're not. So a little bit of upside for Bitcoin people. Now, I believe this truly. If Bitcoin survives, paraphrasing Zoltan Pozsar, but now adding my own point, if Bitcoin survives, meaning if they don't just kill it with all this other bullshit with the on-ramps and make it just a store of value and not a currency or access, it will get its chance just by existing. Because at some point, governments will screw up so badly that they will have to sell their gold, and then Bitcoin will come in as a successor. Now, enough with the Bitcoin part, because I brought that up because BCA in this report, which is quite good, is just so bullish Bitcoin. And let's put it this way. They were more bullish Bitcoin than gold when they wrote about this concept over a year ago. And now they're like, you got to own gold. So I would say this to you. If you're looking at something like a currency, gold is actually right now a better placed currency and collateral than Bitcoin because they all have it. And if they use blockchain, they're going to pretend that that's, you know, validated. You know, I mean, that's why the silver people will say, hey, wait a minute. Silver is even more ubiquitous globally held. And that's the point. The point is gold's established network of 5,000 years isn't just history, it's dispersal throughout the world. And the US is ring fencing Bitcoin. And it will become the tool, I think, it'll become the tool of black markets. It'll become the tool of, instead of a pallet of money going over to a country, it'll be Bitcoin. You know, so it's going to find its place. And it's eventually, if it survives, it'll be a central bank reserve asset. That's what we think. But it's not going to take over gold. Like Saylor can, you know. Sale is just marketing for market share. He just wants to make more money. That's all he wants. Anyway, that's going to be out today. Gold's true value finally explained, and they do a good job of explaining what we just said here. Anyway, moving on. 11th of November, 11 a.m. When the guns fell silent on the Western Front, gold up $100, silver back above 50. Deutsche Bank gold correction. U.S. overtakes China in African metals investing. That's a news item. It's actually pretty interesting. Came out of BBC. Founders First Look. That's a comment on the SocGen Gen report and the Goldfix PM recap. The data, there's no data today. It's Veterans Day holiday. The bond market is closed, and so your proxy. So the bond market's closed. All right. So anyway, let me recap what I put in the Goldfix PM yesterday. These are the lines that I had drawn. Let's zoom in on them. And did my alarm go off? Did I sleep through my alarm? Uh-oh. I did. My alarm went off. Okay. All right. So here we are. I identified a new ledge, thinking we'd bounce around in here. Well, we went there one more time, and the next day, yesterday, it just obliterated it. Now, I had warned that this was an echo of this sell-off. This is like, you know, someone really big selling it, you know, wink, wink, someone sovereign selling it. And this was an echo of them selling it again to keep it down. It's the double tap. And I thought that this might be a level that will not get broken through. So my alarm went off here. And here we are, scooting through that level, just blowing it away. And now we're bumping up against this. So I would say to you that since we're above this, we should, as long as we stay above 4,100, call it, 4,250, 4,300 are on the radar with a stop here. We have to get above this area right here, okay? And we may get above this area on a gap tomorrow morning. But just keep that in mind that this is where it was sold last time. Now, if you're bullish, like I am, you're looking at this saying, well, why is it stopping? Should I be bearish? No, the market is sniffing out to see if the selling is still there. And if it's still there, it'll retreat. It won't take it on because it was big. If it's not there, it'll keep bumping up against it for a couple days, and then one day it'll just pop through it. Anyway, that's my impression of things. Silver's easier, right? Here's your consolidation through here. We should run up. Let me see if I have the, do I still have the lines on this one? Yeah, through here, we should run up. I didn't draw a line on this one, but we should go to 5,250 as long as we're above, you know, 4,940. Now, it's a little bit too high to be risking one to make one, but that's my level, right? In here, we're up there. If you want to look at it like from a very simple structure concept, you would say this here is a structure. This is the market, right? And this is this area up here, that's the froth, right? That got worked off. Same thing for gold. All right, I'm Vince.
Well, thanks for tuning in and watching this morning's show with Vince Lancy. Sure do hope that you enjoyed the show, that your day is off to a great start. And if you had fun, go ahead and hit that like button. Make sure you're subscribed so that as we continue to see these gold and silver markets unfold, you can stay posted with the latest ahead of this history that is being made. And just in case you missed what we shared yesterday on the channel, well, that one is coming your way now. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions. And thanks for watching.